My dog came from the shelter, and he doesn't know any tricks, but I still love him because he's mine.
Well, that's just like how God loves you. Not because of what you can do, but because you belong to Him. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. A friend once told me that he was trying to make sure God loved him. He said to make sure he would go door to door telling people about Jesus every day and that he would never miss going to church. Well, I told him, even though those things are good, God doesn't love me because of what I do. He loves me because of how good He is. You don't have to be special to receive God's love. There's nothing you can do to earn it. God loves you because He's good and He proved it. He sent His Son Jesus to save you from your sins by dying on the cross. And now for our story. It's called No Amazing Tricks Required. Next week we will have a pet show, Ivy's teacher announced to her class. Ivy's feet did a happy dance. She couldn't wait to bring her dog Mose to school. Violet waved her hand. Do you want my mother to be the judge? She knows all about dog shows because my French poodle, Queenie, is in lots of them. It's kind of you to offer, Violet, but it's not a contest, so we won't need a judge. Queenie can do 11 tricks, Violet said. Uh-oh. Mose didn't do any tricks. Ivy better get on the ball. Hey, that would be a good one. He could stand on a ball and add numbers. When Ivy said 10 plus 1, he could bark 11 times. Even Violet's dog probably couldn't do that. Violet's poodle can do 11 tricks, Ivy said that night at supper. Plus, she's a queen, and she came from France, which is a very fancy place. Ivy plunked her elbows on the table and plopped her chin in her hands. Mose had come from the plain old animal shelter. Hey, wait a minute. She didn't know where he had been before the shelter. She sat up straight. Do you think Mose could be from a royal family? A loud snore came from under the table where Mose was lying. He doesn't sound very royal to me, Mama said. Dad shrugged. Even kings snore. So he could be a king, Ivy poked her head under the table. Did you hear that, boy? You're a royal dog. When they finished eating, Daddy got his Bible and turned to a page near the end. This verse says we are God's children. Since He's our king, that means we're royal. But that's not the most important thing. What matters is that we belong to Him. Just like Mose belongs to me, Ivy gave her dog a pat. It doesn't matter if he can do amazing tricks or if he's a king. I love him because he's mine. Mama winked at Ivy. That's the same reason God loves you. Ivy grinned. Even though I can't stand on a ball and do math. So how about you? Do you ever feel like you need to be or do something special so God will love you? The Bible says we can never earn God's love, and that's why Jesus, who is perfect, died for us. When we trust Him to save us from sin through His sacrifice on the cross, we become part of God's family. He loves us more than we could ever imagine simply because we are His. Our key verse today is 1 John 3:1.
See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are.
And our key thought for today, God loves you. Lent is a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families around the world and close to home with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge leading up to Easter. Use this time to thank God for His blessings and ask Him for help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the Keys for Kids 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.